6:33 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, we have a real round table of all-star panelists here today. In studio, our very good friend, Joe Carr, running for mayor of Rutherford County. Joe?
Yeah.
Good to see you this morning.
Glad to be here. This is fun. Like old times.
Like old times and new times as well. We welcome also to our microphone the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and our lead reporter at the Tennessee Star, Mr. Aaron Culberson. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Michael and Joe.
Hey.
Well, we have, Joe, I don't know if you know, we've got a new feature here at the Tennessee Star.
I do know.
We are doing a video news nightly updates, and as part of that, we have a chief meteorologist who's spectacular, Daphne DeLauren. She has a message for us this morning.
Hey, y'all. Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren here with the Star News Network. I am so delighted to be a part of this team, and I am just so excited about the Tennessee Star Evening News Update. We've been talking about it. We've been excited about it, and it is finally here. The TennesseeStar.com, 5 p.m. each weekday evening. And as you know, we're in the dog days of summer. It is so hot. We have heat waves during the summer. I'll let you know when you can maybe stay inside and plan some indoor activities with the kiddos, or maybe when it's not as hot, maybe closer to the morning or evening time. I'm just so happy to be here and to help you plan your day. And of course, if you've been in Middle Tennessee for any time, you know we have severe weather season here, so I take pride in helping you prepare for that, know where your safe place is, how to prepare for severe weather, and just to have a plan. All right, my friends, Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren cannot wait to share your fresh forecast with you. For now, I'm wishing you a wonderful day.
And you can go to TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. I know you can't wait to see this, Joe Carr, because last night we had our Tennessee Star Evening News Update. That we published last night at the Tennessee Star.
Yeah, I'm really interested. Aaron was there, so I'm interested to hear what he has to say about it. So.
Well, he was at the big,
that's right,
the big debate last night in Maury County. Aaron Culberson set the stage for us. Where was the event? How many people were there? And what transpired?
Oh, gosh. So it was the Maury County Republican. I'd say, oh, gosh, because I was thinking of the crowd. It's probably is a Maury County Republican Reagan dinner was the setting for it. And so you had Congressman Mark Green there.
So it was in Maury County.
Yes.
In Columbia.
In Columbia.
Where was it, the Athenaeum? Where was the venue?
I remember the address off the top of my
downtown
head.
Downtown Columbia.
I worked a lot yesterday, and it's just early.
I think
in the morning.
You wrote like about 25 stories,
something
yesterday.
Like that. I know it was
24?
A personal record. 20.
It was. It was. By the way, it was an impressive. I think it was like 7 or 8 stories.
Yeah, it was.
It was like pretty in
was.
One day wow. From this guy.
Wow.
So,
that's cranking.
You know, more than the reporters for the Tennessean do in a week.
boom shakalaka. I love that. That's a great line.
So,
not only that, each of those stories was better, more in-depth,
exactly.
More straightforward,
and
more honest.
More widely read.
True.
I'm feeling froggy today. But anyway, but it was great. I mean, the Reagan dinner was packed out. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. There was no more space in the room, which is a good thing for a fundraiser. I mean, the party pledged to give $30,000 or so to support Republican candidates in the fall, which is a good thing.
Wow.
You had all 9 candidates on the stage at the same exact time. I'm pretty sure they've been in a room all together before, but they've never been on a stage together
before. Well, actually, all 9 of those candidates and then the 2 disqualified, well, 3 disqualified candidates were actually at the Wilson County Trump Day dinner back
That's
in April.
Right.
But now there are 9 qualified candidates. I'll see if I can go through the list.
Yep.
I'll go through the list here right now. The Beth Harwell,
mm-hmm.
Andy Ogles,
yep.
Jeff Beierlein, retired Brigadier General Kurt Winstead,
yep.
Trace Whittem, Stuart Parks, Jenny Batchelor, Tim Lee, and Natisha Brooks. That's the crowd, right?
Right, exactly. And,
very
you know,
good.
So they were asked a variety of questions. Listen, the bottom line is when you're watching all of these things, there's not going to be a whole lot of daylight in between their stances on the issues as far as a Republican primary and a conservative district is concerned. So it's really like a stylistic thing and a tactical thing. You know, you had some interesting things like Jeannie Batchelor, for example. Her standout moment and thing was being different than everybody else when they were. She was asked who her favorite congressperson was, and she picked Elise Stefanik, which is interesting on so many levels.
Elise Stefanik is from upstate New York, actually a Republican, was kind of John Boehner's golden girl, if you will, I suppose, and now has risen through the ranks. Like a third or fourth highest member of the GOP leadership.
Right, and she's adapted President Trump's, shall we say, bombastic style of campaigning and rhetoric, however. I mean, she still remains a moderate, so...
Her voting record is moderate. Yep.
You know,
Joe Smilin.
Yeah,
You've seen this story before.
Well, and she succeeded Liz Cheney. So, yeah. I mean, she was the pick by leadership to take Liz Cheney's place, who turned out to be... a big nothing burger for Republicans.
Turned out to be...
Yeah, turncoat.
Yeah, turncoat at best. Okay, so that was a good moment. What other moments at that debate stood out?
Well, Beth Harwell calling for the abolition of the Department of Education was one of those. She did that on several occasions.
Well, most of the candidates have done that, by the way, haven't they?
I
see a quizzical look on Joe Carr's face now when we say that.
Well, Michael, if you remember, you and I were talking about that in 2014.
We were.
And I don't remember the speaker taking that position.
She's converted to that position?
It sounds like
Joe, you know, one of the missions, you know what I've done with this program? Every time I have a member of the Tennessee General Assembly in, I ask him that question.
Yeah.
And do you favor the abolition of the Federal Department of Education? When I started asking that question 4 years ago, I get a lot of hemming and hawing, but now virtually everyone says yes.
So I just so the audience knows, in 2013, 2014, you and I were very clear, abundantly clear on that issue.
Yeah, in favor of it. So, you know, people have moved in our direction. That's good.
Isn't that funny?
Sorry,
Aaron. I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh, no. You're perfectly fine. Oh. Of course, you know, during most of the people said... that Mark Green was their favorite congressman. That's why I thought the Elise Stefanik.
Because he was there.
Because he was there. I mean, it was the most politically correct thing to
Jenny Batchelor's going to say, no, not you, Mark Green, you know, my congressman. Elise Stefanik.
Andy Ogles said Jim Jordan, you know, he's been endorsed by the House Freedom Fund and Jim Jordan, so that makes sense,
too.
But, you know, most of them played the safe route and said, oh, that guy over there, Mark Green. Which, I mean, he's a perfectly good congressman, so that was also a fair thing.
And a very good guy.
You know, the interesting from the entertaining thing, because, I mean, look, a lot of people will listen to these who are deciding who to vote for. A lot of these people have their minds made up as they're observing things. For me, personally, I get to write about it and report on it and report what happened. I also take entertainment value over some of it. So when they were talking about impeachment and they were asked that question, you had half the crowd, half of the crowd on the stage, because there's nine of them, that is kind of a crowd, say, yes, they were in favor of the impeachment of Joe Biden for X, Y, and Z reasons. And then you had the other half remind everybody else that, well, if you get rid of Joe Biden, you get Kamala Harris. So there was, you know.
So that was a point of distinction between Andy Ogles, who was in favor of impeaching Biden, and Mayorkas, and I think they threw in a couple others there.
Yeah.
But Beth Harwell said no. So that's a distinction between Andy and Beth, who probably the front runners.
I will say that.
It seems to me.
Yeah. And I will say you had Trace Whitam kind of nipping at some of the other candidates' heels, trying to gain some traction. The least memorable debate performance by a contender, in my observation, was by Kurt Winstead, because he doesn't get into specifics. It's very flowery language. It's not a very strong policy focus. It's very generic, very much like the message we're seeing from the campaign.
On television, and radio,
right? No specifics.
Make America great.
Yeah,
I love America. I was born on a farm.
Right, America first.
I married my wife many years ago.
Yeah, and she has a twin,
and she has a twin. But also, I will say, so I'm listening to this. Okay, I'm listening to this on the radio.
Right. 1 minute.
and I'm looking for, you know, some substantive punches.
Right.
And I thought Winstead's performance was weak.
Yeah.
Because there were no substantive punches. And really, besides the generic Make America Great, there were no substantive policy statements coming from Winstead.
Right.
So I thought he had a weak performance.
Well, and I'm waiting on, it would be interesting to see if this happens in another forum. When is one of the other candidates going to bring up, because he says he's a conservative from conception, when are they going to bring up his donations to Harold Ford Jr. in 2006 and other Democrats and all the things that those guys stood for?
And I think a Democrat, opponent of Jack Johnson,
yes.
I think he gave a contribution to at that time. So, yeah, I think it's, well, we'll see. I think, you know, his campaign manager, Chris Devaney, very smart guy. He engineered the successful gubernatorial campaign of Bill Lee. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
But Andy Ogles and Beth Harwell are not Randy Boyd and Diane Black. That's a very important point.
No, they're not.
We'll have more when we get back. We're talking with Joe Carr, candidate for mayor of Murray County, of Rutherford County, rather, the GOP nominee, and our own Aaron Culberson. We'll be back after this.